Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know about us, man. We're all about excellence in broadcasting. EIB. And look, we set the standard. We know this. But we like to highlight
the
other
standard
people.
Low so everyone else can be better.
Yes. What are you talking about, Steve? Excellent.
Vicky's on
excellent.
Top of that.
Oh, Vicky. Yeah. Vicky's on top of a lot, but let's not go into that. All right.
Oh.
And by the way, she's not always on top. Sometimes she has just a bad week.
No, that's good.
Sometimes she's in the middle of the pack.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes she's just picking up the rear.
Okay.
I'd like to defend myself, but you're not wrong.
I love it how Steve was chastising me for continuing, and then he was like, wait a minute, there is one more.
Well, might as well jump in. Yeah, right. I mean, the water's warm.
Hey, that's what she said. And her name would be Vicky.
Love it.
But anyway, Steve, you know, this just shows, what we just did here shows why we are the pinnacle of broadcasting. Mm-hmm. But there are other examples out there, okay? It's not just us. I want to shine a light on everybody who does well in the broadcasting industry.
I feel like what you're about to play is a good test to see who in this room or probably people in their cars are awful human beings.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Because of how you react to this audio will determine if you're an awful human being.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
Okay. This is perfect.
Because I've already failed. I'm an awful human being. I'm going to say it right off the bat.
Okay.
I'm an awful, awful human being, and I felt terrible for how I reacted.
I've yet to hear from that. You hear this, but you know, whenever it involves anything going wrong on television or radio or any medium, you know we're here for you. This happened in Louisville, and it is a TV news anchor. Her name is Brianna Clark, and she had a really, really awful screw-up while trying to pronounce someone's name. She was reporting on the death of a woman, which is always horrible to have to do. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, and the woman died in a horrific car accident. She pulled a Travolta, pronounced the woman's name completely wrong. The woman's name is Deidre Menegido, and she did not get the name right.
To say their final goodbyes to D.D. Megadudu, I'm sorry, Mangudu.
Oh, man.
Okay. Me and the Rev are awful human beings.
Oh, yeah.
Vicky's a good person.
Yeah. And I actually pronounced her name wrong, too, but I didn't go Mega Doodoo.
Mega Spell her name, because it's not even close to Mega Doodoo.
Yeah, it's Mengedoht. Now, I can get the Mengedo a little bit, but the Mengedudu?
Mengdot.
Yeah. Mengedo, I said Menengedo, but you know, that's better than Mengedudu.
Mengedudu.
Mengedudu. Let's hear this from maybe, you know what? Maybe we'll be awful human beings hearing it a second time.
To say their final goodbyes to D.D. Megadudu. I'm sorry, Mangudu.
Poor woman.
And she said D.D. as well. It was Deidre, wasn't it?
It is Deidre, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that part I'm willing to give her a pass on.
D.D. Dudu.
Megadudu?
Did she have a thing happen in her brain? It is kind of funny. I laugh on the inside a lot. I've learned how to do that. So I look like a good human being when really inside I'm an awful human being.
You think whoever, no, because she apologized quickly and corrected herself. I was going to say maybe the teleprompter person just hates her.
Yeah, but again, see, this is hard. I mean, yeah, it really, really is hard. But I don't know how you get Mengedudu out of this.
To say their final goodbyes to D.D. Megadudu, I'm sorry, Mangudu.
It sounds like her brain slowed down. Like, she saw it, and it was just like, I don't know how to process this.
Maybe she had to really go to number two really bad, and it was on her brain. You know, sometimes you kind of mix things up.
And Mengedu, it's not even Mengedu. It still is Mengedo. So I don't know where the do or the do comes from. I think you guys are right.
You don't know where the do comes from?
I think she...
Sometimes you tell yourself, don't say this, don't say it, don't say it. Like, I had that when I was in school. I was reading in science class. class and the word was organism. I'm like, don't say the other word. Don't say the other word. Don't say the other word. And it came out.
Eighth graders. I'm with you on that one because I feel like sometimes I'm at war with my own brain. Like my brain wants to mess me up a lot. Like, just do it. Just say that. Just say it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to say it.
Oh, you got like Tourette's syndrome of the brain.
Yes.
Oh, that's not good.
Like my brain wants to troll me all the time.
Yeah, I can understand why. I know you, and if I was your brain, I'd want to troll you as well.
So he says it sounds like a song by the Police.
Oh, yeah. Manga doo doo doo, manga da da da. How I wonder.
The person, she was channeling the Police. Doo 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 da da da.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, wow.
Another person says, don't worry, I'm in a car with all my coworkers. We're all awful human beings.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Welcome to the family.
And fortunately, I mean, she only said it once, so no one will ever hear it again.
No, that's you're absolutely right. No one will ever replay it over and over and over again.
To say their final goodbyes to D.D. Megadoodoo, I'm sorry, Mangoodoo.
What if the poor woman, that was what people called her?
Oh, what if they were? I was thinking, what if they called her that in the newsroom and she couldn't get out of her head like Vicky said?
Someone made a joke about it and then it was just stuck there.
Because how do you get Manga Doo Doo out of that? And then she means like, I'm sorry. Like she knew she messed up, but it's nowhere near Manga Doe. You know, it's Manga Doo Doo.
Or was she dared?
Oh.
$100 if you say doo-doo. You can't do that.
By the way, these
you can't do that when it comes to someone that's dying.
This just goes to show you what happens if Steve Miggs ever got a job in a TV newsroom. Because these kind of dares would be happening. These kind of names would be happening.
$100 if you say mega doo-doo.
Just say mega doo-doo.
You can quickly apologize and act like you didn't mean to say it.
Yeah. I don't buy it. I don't buy that it was an accident.
Now we're going down that road?
Oh, it's too... Jeez, you got mega doe to mega doo-doo? Come on.
But you're even putting an N in it. You're saying Manga Doo Doo. And she
said Mega.
Mega.
Oh, yeah. She said, let me hear that again. I didn't know it was Mega.
I've not heard that. We played it 16 times.
Oh, let me hear Mega Doo Doo.
To say their final goodbyes to D.D. Mega Doo Doo.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
There's no Mega.
Mangoo Doo.
Oh, and there is definitely an N in her name. It's Manga Doe. And she says Mega Doo Doo. Oh, yeah. She was paid $100. Yeah, I didn't. You know what? I was hearing an end in my head. You're right. She does say mega doo doo. That is bad. Oh, that's awesome. Now I mean,
that's
really
5:45 in the morning every day for the Rev.
Whoa, that's right.
Mega doo doo.
Oh yeah, she was. Come on, D.D. Mega doo doo. Yeah, that's a joke in the newsroom that either A, she just couldn't get out of her head because she has a little Steve in there telling her to say bad things, or she was dared.
I mean, she handled it well. I would have just started busting up laughing, and I know that would be terrible because it's a story about someone who died, and you're not trying to make fun of the person who died, but you just said something completely you said mega doo-doo on the news.
And if you're her anchor, you're cracking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I'm surprised that somebody didn't bust out laughing. I mean, I would have lost my job.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if they did, but, you know, they're all kind of covering their mouth.
Where's the audio of that? I mean, come on. Come on. Well, we feel very sorry for the family of D.D. Mega Doo Doo. We're very sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I felt awful until this moment.
D.D. used to work for UPS.
Oh, gosh, dude.
No, is that too soon?
Yeah.
You're a monster.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. New Year, same BJ. Yeah.
That's right. Her favorite song was
okay.
Van Morrison's
"Dude,
Brown Eyed Girl." Oh, now I'm the bad guy.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, you kind of are the worst person in the room.
I'm the only one that knew D.D. Mega Doo Doo.
We're not making fun of D.D.
I knew D.D. All right. And this is how she would have wanted to go.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Poor woman.
Gonna miss my little Mega Doo Doo. Look at Vicky. Vicky is trying to, she's biting her lip.
I'm biting my lip because I am going to hell for knowing you.
Yes, you are. Look at Steve.
Yeah, that's guilty by association there.
If you can see Steve's face. Now, Steve on the air is trying to sound like the responsible one, but the face is not a good
thing.
Well,
I think
the face is a going to hell.
I think he's just trying to process it at this point.
What the hell?
And like,
I just I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a massive mega don't.
Dee is, Dee is well known, of course, being one of the biggest fans of...
Okay.
It happened in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, it did.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
All right, Danny's now on the bus. Who's going to hop on the bus with me?
No. I thought I was awful just for laughing at the news reporter having a dumb screw up.
Yeah.
But now you guys have just gone too far.
We've gone way too far. My apologies. Well, in that case, let's talk about a man. Yeah, cops are actually called on this man because of how he was talking to a spider. Yeah, this is real. Steve's got the news for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
He's the best newscaster named Steve.
Yeah.
In this room, right now, here's Steve Migs with the news.
Well, thanks, you guys, and it's a happy, very special day. Happy Pop Music Day.
Oh, really?
Is that our National Spaghetti Day, and we don't have spaghetti, so why talk about
spaghetti.
It?
Spaghetti! What about National Trivia Day?
Yes, it is that as well.
Oh.
Did Alexa tell you that?
Yeah, Alexa told me that. She knows what's up.
My Alexa's on mute. I got one for Christmas.
Did you really?
It was like, you know, those white elephant, whatever it is. Those things where you just swap gifts and shit.
Yeah, it's a white elephant.
Yeah. Wow, you got an Amazon Echo as a white elephant gift.
I had the number one pick.
Yeah.
Which was like, you know, that's gold in the white elephant. That's the first time ever in the family I've gotten to do that. So I, of course, went with the money one.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Set it up, hooked it up. Instantly put it on mute.
There we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just been talking to me at random.
I don't want her talking to me. I don't want anyone talking to me.
I do have to say, though, the music quality is good. That's all I've used it for, is to play music.
That's a good reason to use it. Amazon, yeah. I mean, they got. I mean, Amazon Music is trying to say, hey, there's somebody you should look at if you want to have a music service.
I got to ease myself into this. This is a whole new world. You know, I'm not yet ready to hand over my life to the robots.
Yeah, I know. You're a big fan of Skynet.
I'm getting there, man.
You're afraid of Skynet.
I'm starting to get there, so that's cool that you knew that because of Alexa.
Yeah.
But it's also Pop Music Day, and I was wondering if there's a pop music artist that you're a fan of. It's a good time for us to embarrass ourselves.
Oh, well. You know mine.
Okay, a current one. Like something new.
Ooh.
Anything that's like been like you heard and you're just like, hey, well, kind of okay. Like that.
No, I got to go with Tay-Tay then.
Taylor Swift?
Because it used to be, of course, Avril, but I got to go with Tay-Tay.
Did you watch her Netflix special?
No, did she? I didn't even know she had one.
Yeah, it's a concert. We watched like 5 songs and then we realized all it is a concert and we gave up. We were like, oh, I thought there was going to be something else to it, like maybe like almost like a mini documentary.
Yeah.
And after a while, we're both like, well, we're just sitting on the couch watching her do a big concert. It's ridiculous how big the show was, but
yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to watch the whole thing.
I like being at concerts. I'm not a fan of watching them on TV.
I am if I'm like a real huge fan of the band. Yeah, it's got to be a band I absolutely love. But I mean, even then, it's like 4 or 5 songs and I'm kind of moving on.
Yeah.
What about you, Vicky?
Definitely got to go with my girl, Kesha.
Kesha.
Oh,
Danny.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
headlining Coachella.
Thank you, next. Yeah.
Well, we know where Danny's going.
Rev? Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Mine, I don't even know. I only know one of her Christmas songs. I don't know any of her songs. I'm just a fan of her because of her Twitter, and she's hot. BB Rexha.
Yeah. Oh, BB Rexha, yeah. And she's also somebody we had on our I'm Listening, Michael Hell show.
Man.
She's a cool girl.
Well, dude, she put out a tweet the other day that just got me. She says, why do people get so weird when you talk about poop? Sorry to break it to you. Your girlfriend poops. Your boyfriend poops. Your teacher poops. Your crush poops. Your boss poops. Beyonce even poops. Gold. And I guess people gave her a hard time about it. So then she responded to everybody by saying, sorry, I'm a nasty ass bitch.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, see?
She's amazing. She's my new favorite.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't even know what her music sounds like, but I love her for that.
I'll tell you, man, when people go to the other side and face a lot of their demons and a lot of mental health issues like BB has, you just all of a sudden, you know what? Long hair, short hair, no hair, don't care. I mean, that's just how she be.
Sorry, I'm a nasty ass bitch.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
I love BB.
All right, let's talk about this guy that ended up triggering an emergency police response all because of an exchange that he was having with a spider. Apparently, somebody was walking by this guy's house, and they thought it was a violent domestic disturbance that was going on. They heard the guy yelling, why don't you die?
Oh.
And a toddler was screaming while this was happening.
Yeah.
So the guy's like, crap, I don't know what the hell is going on, but I should call the cops. The cops showed up. Turns out that the husband, the guy, was just trying to kill a spider because he has a serious fear of spiders, and I guess the kid was crying because the spider was in the house.
Okay, so as long as the kid was crying and was, like, on the father's side.
Yeah, nobody was hurt. Nobody was in any danger except for the spider, of course. Yeah. The man apologized. And apparently, I didn't know this, but you might want to stay away from Australia, BJ. It's the world's highest population for spiders.
Okay, well, I thought I was going to go there. Sorry, kids.
Some guy got into an argument with another guy in a hot tub, and it ended up with this guy biting off that other dude's ear.
And this happened in Utah.
Why is a guy pulling a Tyson in a tub? I don't understand.
They were chatting in a hot tub. I guess they got into a, as they said, extremely heated argument.
Hey, I get it.
Hot tub.
Yeah.
And it ended up with one biting off a piece of the other's ear. That's the victim's the owner of the home. He got in an argument with this guy named Brian about big corporations. They were talking about conspiracy theories. And I guess the conversation got more intense to the point where the homeowner locked Brian out. So then he started whacking at the house with patio furniture because that's what I would imagine alcohol was probably involved in this situation.
Yeah.
The guy, the homeowner comes out. At that point, Brian attacks him, holds him to the ground, and then bites a large chunk of his ear. Brian left. Of course, the cops were looking for him, eventually turned himself in, and he was facing charges of mayhem, criminal mischief, intoxication, and domestic violence in the presence of a child.
Wow. And also, just ruining a perfectly good hot tub day.
Yeah. I've never had a bad experience in a hot tub.
No, you're in a hot tub? I mean, how do you get mad?
Minus the accidental stiffy. I don't get mad anymore.
Oh, there is that, yeah.
I'm not mad anymore.
I don't know how you can get a stiffy in a hot tub. Yeah, I will tell you this.
I don't know how to explain it to you. It just happens.
I know, but usually it's so relaxing to me that it's like I need to get out and get cold, and then I can start the stuff working again. So you're a champ to me.
It's probably because I'm sitting on those jets. No.
Okay.
Some guy's mad at Burger King. I don't know how you can be mad at Burger King.
What?
This guy is, because apparently they promised him cheeseburgers for life, and then they went back on the deal. Happened in Oregon. This guy was locked in a Burger King restaurant in the bathroom. And I guess at some point he got hurt while they were trying to get him out of it. So they're like, look, let's work a deal. Why don't we give you one burger a week for the rest of your life? And he's like, sure, that works out. But then eventually Burger King's like, yeah, we're not going to do that. And now he's suing them. And here's his attorney talking about what's going on.
Went to the restroom, washed his hands, and when he went to pull the door, it wouldn't open. They eventually gave him a fly swatter to try to jimmy the door open with, which actually cut his hand. It was not a pleasant experience for him, and it shook him, and he spent an hour in the restaurant afterwards gaining his composure. And to make things right, Burger King offered him basically free food for the rest of his life should he come into the restaurant.
And then they eventually said, nope, that's not going to happen. And here is the attorney talking about how, yep, it is a pretty unique case.
It's a principle, and I think the jury's going to enjoy it. I think there are some funny elements to the case. There's nothing funny about being locked in a dank bathroom for over an hour.
And apparently what he'd want was for 22 years or what they felt would be the rest of his life. And the attorney's just kind of a little weird, like, because he starts talking about the guy's like, yeah, he's probably going to die soon because he likes to eat a lot of fast food.
Oh, so, that's delightful.
Just listen to the rest of this.
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
Okay.
So they said, okay, burger meal a week at $7.89 over 22 years, that equals $9,026, and that's the amount that they're suing for. And like I said, like he even said, they subtracted 5 years from his normal life expectancy because he eats a lot of fast food.
Boy, this lawyer.
It's the most insane story ever.
Is this so $9,000, what is he going to get out of that? $3,000? This is all worth his time if he gets a third of it, lawyer?
The guy sounds kind of young. It's probably his first case.
He's probably trying to make a name for himself. This is a Better Call Saul kind of dude, if you ask me.
Hey, this Saturday, big game tomorrow.
Why? What's going on?
And Q13 Fox kicking off at 5:15. Our Seattle Seahawks taking on the Dallas Cowboys.
Go Hawks!
In the playoffs, baby.
Yeah.
And it's looking good. A lot of guys are coming back from injuries. Teams to be relatively healthy. J.R. Sweezy is the one big name that's still questionable on the offensive line, but D.J. Fluker is going to be returning, which is awesome.
Nice.
That guy's just a monster out there. So hopefully good things happen over the weekend, and Seahawks will be marching on to the next round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look.
K.J. Wright now is still, he's fully back, and that's nice.
This is the team we wanted to play in the first round, no doubt about it.
It's funny. I was in the elevator yesterday, and just some random guy just starts talking to me, and then he sees I'm wearing a Seahawks shirt, and then he shows me he's wearing like his company badge, to get into his building, and he's got a lanyard on, and it's a Cowboys one.
Oh.
So then I punched him in the face, farted in the elevator, and walked out.
Nice going, Steve.
Hardcore. It's nice when you can have a normal conversation, because you get so used to seeing how people argue on social media about sports, and it's mind-numbing, because people are just so stupid on social media arguing with each other over a sports team. It's kind of nice and refreshing when you're in an elevator with a guy, and you're just like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Saturday's going to be fun. Both teams, who would have thought in the beginning of the season they'd be even in the playoffs?
Yeah. Well, and I will tell you this. Most human beings, when they're not drunk or not on social media.
Not behind a keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They actually can have a nice conversation with opposing sports teams.
How about UConn's women's basketball team? The historic win streak over.
Yeah. How about that?
Baylor, they beat the number one Husky 68-57. That's their first regular season loss in 126 games, which is about, well, it's more than 4 years.
I think Baylor was the team that last beat them, if I'm not mistaken. Like when they went on this, when they started this streak, I think it was right after a Baylor loss. If I thought I heard that.
My knowledge of women's basketball in college ended after I finished my sentence.
But you wonder every time.
Yeah, there you go. That's about all I knew, BJ.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
but if that is true and you have a winning streak, do you go, oh, these are the guys that beat us last time? And you know, like every time they play Baylor, were they worried, and then finally it happened?
That's insane. Yeah. Over 4 years you haven't lost in the regular season.
That's nuts.
As far as weather, 51 degrees today.
Well, thanks.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks, baby.
Go
Hawks. Exciting. It's fun. I totally forgot. I totally forgot I could wear something today because I forgot we're in the playoffs. You know, I thought Blue Friday was over. I just forgot about Blue Friday. And then as I'm getting dressed today, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. The Hawks are playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I had to pull this out of the, I was like, okay, I got to put this on.
Wow, you have a rough morning. You almost came into work without wearing a Seahawks.
You guys would have given me a hard time. I would have given me a hard time.
Oh, of course we would have.
I'm ready to give Uncle Chris a hard time because he's not represented at all.
He's got a hat on.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he's wearing a Seahawks hat.
Oh, all right. I can't give him a hard time. I think when I saw him, I didn't notice the hat.
What about your son? He's not wearing anything Seahawks.
Well, that's because you know who he's rooting for.
A dumb Patriots fan.
Yeah, he's not even worried this weekend because, of course, the Patriots, again, in the playoffs, again, have a bye. Which is unbelievable. I mean, as much as you want to hate the Patriots, how does it happen every year they are like the top two seeds? It seems like every year.
Two words for you, Bill Belichick.
I guess. And also, crappy division is also another two words.
Blame it all you want on anything. I mean, they're consistently in the playoffs.
It's nuts. It's just like, if you know the game of football, we know how tough it was for us to get where we are because, you know, the teams in our division always seem to improve or at least give us a hard time, no matter how good or bad they are.
Not this year, though.
Yeah, well.
The Cardinals and the 49ers right at the bottom.
Well, except they still gave us a hard time.
Of course.
I mean, you know, it's just, you know, I didn't follow New England that well to know if they had much of a hard time with anybody in their division. Maybe they lost a game or two to somebody in their division, but it is amazing that not only are they back in the playoffs, but they are a top two seed. When was the last time they were a wild card team? It seems like every time they just win the division. It's nuts.
I have no idea. I know much about that, the Patriots playoff seasons as I do how well Baylor has done in women's basketball.
I think the last time the Patriots lost and didn't get in the playoffs was because Baylor actually beat them.
Okay.
I think that's what
fair enough.
Yeah. Got a recent survey done by Travel Leaders Group to find out what really pisses off travelers the most. And I'm a traveler.
Ooh.
I travel a lot. So I will see what's on this list and see if it's like, yeah, that gets me.
You know what the one is for me? It's just the lack of patience when it comes to either trying to get on a plane or get off a plane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like as soon as they start boarding, everyone crowds around. Even if you're in group four, people are just hovering. It's like they're on group one. You've got time. Why don't you go take a mega doo-doo and come back and you'll still have time?
Yeah, they really should. Now Alaska's got they had to put these ropes. They got the ropes now.
And then the other one is as soon as you land, everybody's trying to get off the plane.
Yeah, it's row by row, people.
Right. It annoys me to no end when somebody is trying to, like, buck everybody before them. You know what I mean? Like, just buck the line. And I get it if you have a connecting flight. I understand there's circumstances where, and usually the flight attendants or the captain will say something like, hey, there's some connecting flights that are really, if you're not connecting, can you just wait and let people go? And I understand that. But otherwise, it's like, dude, relax. We all want to get off the plane.
Yeah.
Not like any of us don't want to get off this plane.
I don't get it. Besides, and if you have checked luggage, you're going to wait for that to come anyway. So
right.
It doesn't matter. And yeah, you're right, man. And then people give me the side eye when the guy is ready to go in the row behind me and I let somebody in my row opposite me go before me. It's still the same row as mine,
yeah.
But I'm courteous. I go, hey, you go ahead. Go ahead. Because I have all my stuff. I'm all packed up. That's the other thing is I'm ready to go. As soon as they do the ding, I go up. I pack my stuff up. What irritates me is the guy that's like, he starts packing backing up when it's his row.
Yeah.
And like, dude, you've had 14 rows ahead of you. Now you decide to pack up. And so everybody's going to wait for you. It's like, why wouldn't you pack up while you're waiting? Like,
even on the edge.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, if, especially if it's the outside guy. Like the middle and the inside guys, they have to pack up when they pack up. I get that. But the I was watching this outside guy and I'm looking at him.
It's a huge responsibility being the outside guy.
That's all I'm a professional outside guy.
Yeah.
So I know my job. My job is to be ready to get the hell out of my row when it's my time to get out.
Fair enough.
You know, and then hopefully, you know, because other people have to get their luggage off the top, the middle, and the inside guy. And sometimes I'll even offer to get it for people because I know. I say, hey, you want me to get your thing off there so you can pack up early?
I know. I understand why people use the overheads and everyone's trying to cram as much as they can in the overheads because they don't want to pay that extra money on the check-in stuff. But I'm so happy that I always make it a point not to have any overhead luggage when I get on a plane.
Yeah, you have nothing.
I just have a small bag that has my iPad in it and maybe like, you know, a pack of gum.
I love that you even bring a small bag because as soon as you sit in that seat, you're asleep.
Yeah.
You don't even need anything.
I know.
I mean, you really don't need a damn thing.
I feel weird if I don't have something.
Yeah. I laugh at it. It's like, because every once in a while, see you.
Headphones.
You'll pull some stuff out like you're ready for a nice trip of entertainment. Yes. And I go, oh, he's going to be asleep. And then, you know, and then I have to make sure you get your food.
I appreciate you for that. You always make sure I get my nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Does he want his nuts? I go, well, you know what? He's asleep, but he doesn't mind if a little massage happens, but that's a whole different story.
One person really looking for people have zero sense of time management. Yeah, so I think patience is the biggest issue I have when it comes to the flying experience.
Well, they talked to these travelers and they got attitudes from a number of different scenarios or dilemmas that they might encounter during a trip. And the survey showed us this. They said that more than half the people wouldn't occupy a seat reserved for the disabled. I do, but they kick me out of it if their disabled person comes in. I've had that happen.
Oh, when you mean like you're waiting in the airport? Is that I don't understand what that means.
Oh, well, a seat reserved for the disabled. I guess you're right. Maybe it is in the airport because they do have seats reserved for the disabled on the plane itself.
Really?
Yeah, seat number 6 on Alaska, row 6, the outside seat is a disabled seat. They tell you when you buy the ticket that, you know what, if a disabled person needs a seat, we're going to kick you out of your seat and you'll have to get another one.
Wow, I never knew that.
I roll the dice going, well, but if they don't, then I get a cool seat.
It's the same thing for using like the handicap stall in the bathroom. I'm like, I'm going to use it, but I mean, if somebody comes in, I'm not going to, like, you know, stop them from using it or anything
Steve's
like that.
But Steve's right. If you're at the airport, all those seats, there's so many seats. I mean, I don't have to take a handicap one.
That's another thing that annoys me is the area where you're waiting to, you know, at the gate, whatever gate you're at, and all those seats, and people start hogging every seat possible. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're sitting there, and you have your luggage or your backpack on a seat, and you can tell, like, there's a giant group of people in that area, or people that are sleeping on them.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It's just so, I mean, you just have no regard for anyone else.
Yeah, that is so not cool. So, hey, at least half, more than half the people say that they wouldn't take a seat for a disabled person. That's nice. I mean, still, it's not good that 43% said they would.
What, like, what do they say? Screw the disabled. This is my seat?
They're just, I think they're like, you know, they go, hey, I don't see a disabled person around here, so I need a seat.
Okay.
Now, I don't mind it, but if all of a sudden somebody, you know, rolls in, you've got to give the seat up. I mean, but nobody gives up seats for anybody anymore.
I do, all the time.
Oh, what a guy. See, you were raised right. Now, about 57% of the respondents said they would take no action if someone cuts ahead of them in a flight boarding line. The trouble is you don't know. I look like I'm cutting because I'm trying to get to the group that they've just announced. And, you know, like they say, everybody hovers around. And I sit there. I have to say, excuse me to everybody. Like, are you in line? Are you in line? Are you in line? I have to do that all the time because they go, group A, come out here. And I'm like, okay, I got to get through. And I don't know. I don't want to cut somebody who's actually in the group A line. Mm-hmm. But you never know until. But now, of course, Alaska said, well, you guys are a bunch of. We got to figure this out because you're a bunch. You guys don't know what you're doing.
The problem is nobody actually stands in a line. It's just a big clump of people that are just hovering around that area, just waiting, just like they're like sharks.
See, I'm like Steve. I try not to have a carry-on for the overhead at all, and I'll be the last person on the plane. I wait till the whole line has gone in and they're like final boarding call, because at that point I have an assigned seat.
Right,
I'm not
that's
fighting
the thing.
For my seat. Like,
Yeah, and I would never understand why people are freaking out, but it's
the overhead space.
The overhead space.
Yeah, that's what the fight's for.
So I'm same as Danny, is that when someone cuts in front of me, I'm just like, okay, you're a douche, but I'm not really going to give a crap to argue with you about it because it really does no damage to my experience.
At all. Yeah, you're going to get to your seat.
Right.
It's not like, oh my gosh, he's got the best seat in the plane and I could have had it.
The only way I could get mad is like, I was hoping to get a nap quicker.
Yeah. Now, it's funny. We wouldn't say anything if somebody cuts in front of us on the line, waiting to get on the plane. But if you cut in front of somebody on a cruise ship, the buffet line, a lot of people would say, okay, that's enough.
Really?
Yeah. 60% of people go, wow. I will call you out.
Oh, it depends on what's going on with the meatballs.
Yeah.
If they're running low and someone cuts in front of you, I might get pissed.
Well, if they run low on the meatballs on a cruise ship, that's just no. You just basically have to have a vat of meatballs. You have to. Come on. And if a family wants to sit together on a flight, 45% of the people said they would move to another seat. I've had this happen. You get guilted. You know, the flight attendant comes up and goes, So, and you go, oh, man. And for me, it's like I like the outside seat. And when they tell you get a different seat than the outside seat, that means because I'm Mr. Bathroom Boy. But I still give it up. It's like, what am I going to do? It's the little kid. It's the father and the mother.
See, that's not me. I enact the IBS rule. It's like, sorry, I got to get the can as quickly as possible. It's not happening. I'm keeping that aisle seat.
I can't blame Rev. He's saving all this.
I've never been asked to move around and stuff.
Yeah, I've been asleep. A couple times, yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
Good call.
I didn't think about that. Why bother the man who's already asleep? Bother the next guy behind him who's awake?
Yeah, sure.
He's still screwing with his headphones.
I should do that. I should sleep a lot. yesterday, Sleepy Steve, he got this one right, but took too many guesses.
In what decade was Betty Crocker first introduced?
50s.
No.
40s.
No.
30s.
No.
20s?
No. Oh, yeah, actually, yes.
20s? I can't believe Betty's that old. She looks great.
And I love her cake.
Anyway, you want a shot of painting?
Wow.
Okay. You want a shot of painting, Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.